If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hey, what's your story today, Kevin?
So, I don't have a story. I thought I would share a delicious recipe ahead of the big game.
Not prepared. Ooh.
No, I am prepared. I have multiple stories, but I thought this would be a good pivot from a story, Steve.
A lot of people say you have multiple stories.
Many are saying I have multiple stories, Steve, but I settled on a recipe, which I thought was timely, Steve, because people like to cook a lot of stuff for the big game.
Okay.
Is it the wing one?
It's not the wing one. Steve, what are you making for your big party?
I don't know yet.
Cheese and crackers?
Are you putting me down?
I'm not putting you down. Are you making soup?
I just had some delicious soup, some dill soup.
Did you crack an
dill
egg in it?
Dill soup?
Not
dill?
Today, no. Have you ever noticed that when there's a recipe and you buy fresh dill at the grocery store, it's called dill, but then if it's dried in your spice drawer, it's called dill weed?
I haven't noticed that.
I haven't noticed that either.
I noticed it this
week.
What's
with that?
What's with dill weed?
I've seen it in several spots now.
This is a great recipe. I talked with you, Lisa. We were thinking, because we're going to a friend's house, we're thinking New Orleans theme. I mean, many different recipes, but a lot of the appetizers we saw, I mean, it's a lot of them were hot dishes, you know, and we're like, okay, well, what would be easy? And this is great for everyone listening, because everybody has jardinera in their pantry, right? In their kitchen. Yeah. Everybody has a jar.
I don't.
I was going to say besides Mary. I just figured Mary did not have a jar of jardinera. Steve, do you have jardinera at your house?
Yeah, it was a jar that you gave me about 2 years ago.
And you still haven't opened it?
No.
Chicago Pepper Brothers?
Yeah.
This is a creamy jardinera dip. Mm. It is so simple. It is so good. We've made it multiple times. Here is the recipe for a delicious game day dip. 8 ounces of cream cheese, room temperature. 1 ounce of Parmesan, finely grated, half a cup of sour cream, salt and pepper, of course, and then 1 cup of jardinera. You're going to want to drain all that oil off of it. You put all of this in a food processor. You pulse it into the consistency you like. Then maybe take a little bit of jardinera, chop it up, garnish on top of the dip, maybe drizzle a little bit of that oil from the jar on top, and there you go. A super easy, simple, delicious game day appetizer.
Wow. You Powells are really good at that kind of stuff. You're good cooks. I like that. That's a brilliant, easy recipe.
What do you dip into it?
Whatever you want.
Triscuits, crackers, celery,
vegetables.
Carrots, yeah.
What do you put in that stuff?
But it's basically
talking about oil. I'm like, what? Right.
The jardinera. Have you ever had jardinera, Mary?
I probably have,
Come on.
What? I mean, I've got probably 4 in my pantry,
right.
2 in the fridge.
Sure, I've had it. I just don't cook. So, I mean, somebody must have
it's peppers.
Given it to me.
It's
a great way to incorporate jardinera into a dip. It's mostly cream cheese and jardinera, and you tweak it a little bit here and there. You know, I think we put a little bit of mayo in it last time, but it is a delicious recipe.
Can you put turmeric in it?
Can. I don't know if it would enhance the taste.
Make it yellow.
Yeah. Heck, I'm making brownies.
That's my creamy jardinera recipe dip for Sunday's game.
You changed my life. Thank you so much
for
that.
You got it, Steve.
Yeah,
what's your story, Steve Bertrand?
Well, let's talk about eggs, because everyone is. Have you ever shopped at... I lost the name of the store.
Store?
Pete and Jerry's.
Pete and Jerry's. You ever shopped at Pete and Jerry's in Greencastle, Pennsylvania?
I have.
Do you know the story?
I was going to do the story, and then I said, you know what? Steve's probably got the story. I'll do a recipe story.
Someone took 100,000 organic eggs from Pete and Jerry's.
Are you kidding me? We're stealing them now because they're such a hot commodity?
How do you run out with eggs without breaking them?
A 100,000. What do you think you're doing, laps? Coming back and...
Well, you're always in a hurry. I mean, you know,
throw
if you're robbing
something. We gotta go.
Get the getaway car.
Excuse me, son, you're out of eggs. Can you put some more out here? I'll be back in a minute.
Empty your whole shelf of eggs.
They took them from a truck parked outside. $40,000
worth. You didn't say that.
Well, Mary, 100,000.
She's being difficult with you two today.
I know. What's with Mary being difficult?
I don't know. The texters are bothering me today. They're getting me irritated.
Those texters are people who listen and take it back. We love them.
I know we do, but sometimes.
We love almost all of them.
Steve calls the ones he doesn't, gets into fights with.
Anyway, it happened Saturday night from the back of a distribution center. They've questioned both. Who is it again?
Pete and Jerry.
They talked to Pete and Jerry. They separated them, put them in different rooms to get their stories, and they matched up. So neither Pete nor Jerry has stolen the eggs. That's a little embellishment, a fictional part on mine. But that's my whole story. And you guys are hard today.
Why would they blame the people who own the store?
Kevin's got a stupid cream cheese recipe. And I try to engage to keep it going. And you guys are sitting on your hands while I'm stealing eggs over here.
Everybody is texting going, say the recipe again. People, I just searched it. It came up on Bon Appetit.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. And I went, I found that actually looking through a hard copy magazine of Bon Appetit.
So anyway, no clues yet. And they have no suspects.
Mary, what's your story?
Okay, I have some good news for me and my husband.
Oh, good.
Well, share.
Yes, a different Steve. So, you know, we live in this divided sports household.
Yeah.
Packers and Bears. So there's a new study that says Illinois couples who share a sports team argue 7 times as often as couples who support different teams.
Oh.
Wow. I thought this was surprising, but apparently they argue over other things. So couples who support the same team have about 4.6 team-related arguments a year, but those who support different teams, only 2.4
well,
arguments
team-related
a year.
Well, team-related arguments, though.
Yeah, well, that's what this is about. Do you argue about, you know, the Packers versus the Bears,
but
I guess?
You might argue about everything else, though.
Well, we might, but... That's not what this study's about, Steve. Difficult.
Can I go back and talk about one of the texters who shared some good information on the text line? They sent this article about eggs, and they said eggs are good 3 to 5 weeks after the expiration date, which I say, not in my house, that would make me sick, but you might want to search that up and see if that's true, too.
Have you ever had eggs 3 to 4 weeks after their expiration date?
Never.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they were served to me and I didn't know.
I probably did.
They used to leave eggs out on the table, right?
Well, do if I get them off of a farm and they haven't been refrigerated yet.
So if they've been refrigerated, you keep them refrigerated, but if they haven't, you leave them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is there science behind that, or is that just the science of Lisa?
Yeah, it has something to do with the shell and making it porous or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. That's it. Wasn't that interesting? Did everyone learn something today?
I think I need to go buy some eggs. Everyone really liked my recipe story.
Where do I find the jardinera in the shelf?
Mary, it's jardinera.
It's
did you just move to Chicago?
I'm sorry.
I'll bring you a jar.
You know where the milk is, right, Mary?
I wouldn't bring me a jar. I'm not going to use it.
Well, why'd you ask?
I don't know. I thought maybe I'd make that recipe and surprise my family.
There we go. Well,
they'd be in shock.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.